USA 1980 something. Oh, endless the tedium of sophomore science. Rolling balls of different mass down inclines, displacing water in beakers with wooden blocks. No wonder in that at that age in vectors or velocity. No wonder the fast kids took drugs to loosen gravity, giving the time-space continuum a little warp. In the planetarium's dark, the school stars French kissed. Some of us couldn't get the laws of motion. Others got down while the prima mobile rolled over, heavy breathing muffling the machine's clicks. Was the revolution happening before the prom? No one in the Marxist studies group around my parents' table knew. History, I was learning, rarely comes on time. So I screwed up my Coke bottle-lensed courage and asked the big question of a loner boy at school. After that, his journal, shared in sips before a flood of confidence, traced a life whose anarchy in 16 years outsmashed all theories I'd teethed on. And the power his scrawled poems held to swell or crush me bound us even closer than the virginity we'd swap to Billy Bragg's Worker's Playtime, side B.